Hello, lovely people, good to talk to you. So today I'll be answering the question, what is best for sciatica, rest or exercise? You know, growing up, I well remember when my mum had hurt her back, and on the advice of a doctor, she would have to lay down, and sometimes that might be for 2 or 3 days. Well, we've come a long way since then, that was the 1980s, and we now know that flat out bed rest may not be the best thing for a sciatic attack or for acute low back pain. Hi, it's Dr. Paula from the Chiropractic Domain. I've been a chiropractor for over 25 years, and in that time I've likely helped over 10,000 people with low back pain issues, including sciatica, neck pain and headaches. And I'd like to share this advice with you today. In fact, experts are now recommending a structured exercise program is one of the best ways forward in the case of sciatica. Now, there's a couple of things about exercise to know. In the sciatica situation, exercise can be really useful in bringing nutrients and blood flow to a disc. That simple, gentle movement helps draw that nutrients into the disc. The other thing that exercise does is it strengthens the muscles and bones. And lastly, it can also give some flexibility to that big sciatic nerve itself. They do actually have to be a little bit elastic, our nerves. In terms of the type of exercise, that's really important here. So initially, we want to choose one of the exercises that causes the least amount of pain. So for some people, walking might be just the ticket. For other people, they may wish to hop in the pool and either walk in the pool or do some gentle laps. However, if it's really bad, all sometimes people can do is maybe lay on the bed and do some really gentle stretching exercises. Just depends on what your starting point is. Now, experts agree for the first 6 to 8 weeks of a sciatica situation, we should concentrate on conservative approaches like exercise before anything more radical like surgery be considered. If you have had sciatica and you have been exercising to try and help yourself, but you're feeling like you're not really getting anywhere, it might be time to seek some other help from someone like myself, a chiropractor, to get a bit more advice and assistance. Sadly, I see many people who come in for help and they may well have been suffering with the sciatica for many, many years before they've considered doing anything about it. I hope you won't be one of those people and will try and help yourself and also seek help if that's not successful. As I mentioned earlier, over the last 25 years, I've helped thousands of people, even with the sciatica problems. So if that's something that you think you might like to find out more, please feel free to call the clinic on 8272 4555, or you can book online via our website at thechiropracticdomain.com.au. Good to talk to you.